What if everything holding you back in life, every failure, every moment of paralysis, every unfulfilled dream could be traced to a single invisible force? In 1938, Napoleon Hill sat down and wrote the most dangerous book of his career. So dangerous, in fact, that his own family locked it away for 72 years. The manuscript gathered dust in a vault, while Think and Grow Rich sold 100 million copies and transformed countless lives. When Outwitting the Devil finally emerged in 2011, readers discovered why it had been hidden. Hill had documented exactly how we sabotage ourselves, presented as a startling confession from the devil himself. Whether you interpret this literally or as psychological allegory matters less than the uncomfortable truths it reveals about human nature. Picture someone scrolling endlessly through social media, accepting whatever content the algorithm serves. They hold opinions they've never examined, follow paths they never chose, and wonder why life feels empty. This is what Hill calls drifting, the habit of moving through life without definite purpose, accepting circumstances rather than creating them. The devil in Hill's narrative boasts that he controls 98% of humanity through this single technique. Drifters don't think for themselves. They absorb beliefs from parents, peers, and media without question. They react to life rather than directing it. They start projects but abandon them when obstacles appear. Most devastatingly, they believe these patterns represent their authentic choices rather than recognizing they've surrendered control to external forces. The devil's strategy is simple: plant fears of poverty, criticism, death, and loss of love in young minds. These fears paralyze independent thinking, creating mental states where people mistake implanted thoughts as their own. Most never realize they've drifted until decades later, waking at 40 or 50, wondering how they arrived at lives they never consciously chose. Hill calls this hypnotic rhythm, nature's law that makes repeated thoughts and actions permanent. Like water carving channels into rock, any habit repeated consistently enters this rhythm stage. Once there, nature itself takes over, making the pattern nearly impossible to break. This law operates impartially. Minds focused on poverty manifest poverty. Thoughts expecting abundance materialize abundance. The devil reveals his most effective weapon: I capture minds through repetition. Once drifting becomes rhythmic, nature makes it permanent, like a whirlpool trapping everything entering its current. This explains why some remain trapped in failure cycles while others consistently succeed even after setbacks. Breaking hypnotic rhythm requires more than willpower. It demands burning desire coupled with immediate, definite action before the old rhythm reasserts control. The devil's greatest weakness? Definiteness of purpose. Those who move with clear, unwavering purpose towards specific objectives become immune to his influence. This isn't vague wishing, "I want success," but crystallized intentions backed by concrete plans and persistent action. Hill's own experience proves this. Despite drifting through careers and facing bankruptcy, his definite major purpose, organizing the world's first practical philosophy of achievement, saved him. During his darkest moment, his other self awakened with a clear command: complete the philosophy. This definiteness transformed everything. Even weak plans succeed when applied toward definite purposes because they provide direction. Those with definiteness recognize temporary defeat as feedback, not failure. When plans fail, they substitute new ones without abandoning the purpose. Drifters change goals whenever obstacles appear, ensuring they achieve nothing substantial. The difference between success and failure: moving towards something specific versus simply moving away from discomfort. Three fundamental appetites sabotage definiteness: food, sex, and expressing loosely organized opinions. Overindulgence in food creates auto-intoxication, clogging your body's sewer system, clouding mental clarity, and destroying the sharp focus required for achievement. The sexual drive, properly channeled, provides magnetic energy, creative force, and extraordinary persistence. History's greatest achievements in art, literature, and business often resulted from transmuted sexual energy. Wasted through lack of discipline, this powerful force depletes rapidly, leaving people without drive. The third appetite, expressing loosely organized opinions, creates a grasshopper mind, jumping between topics without completing any, revealing plans prematurely, and talking excessively rather than listening. Strategic silence and focused thought characterize successful individuals, while drifters scatter their mental energy through constant, purposeless communication. Control these three appetites, and you control the foundation of self-discipline necessary for achievement. Your greatest growth often emerges from your worst experiences. The devil reveals that every adversity contains the seed of an equivalent advantage, though few recognize it. Most view failure as permanent defeat, but it's man-made, never real until accepted as such. Crucially, adversity breaks old thought habits, redirecting hypnotic rhythm from negative to positive ends, nature's reset button. Successful people's achievements typically correspond to their defeats. Edison's thousands of failed experiments, Lincoln's multiple electoral defeats. Adversity strips away vanity, proves no one succeeds without cooperation, and forces people to depend less on material forces and more on spiritual ones. Many discover their other selves, higher consciousness, and untapped mental powers only after physical limitations arise. The key distinction, adversity breaks drifters' wills, causing surrender, while non-drifters fight harder and emerge stronger. You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with, not just in income, but in mindset, habits, and life trajectory. The law of hypnotic rhythm forces everyone to form thought habits harmonizing with their environment's dominating influences, making your choice of associates your most important decision. Non-drifters actively curate their social circles to foster growth while eliminating toxic influences. Drifters passively accept whatever environment surrounds them, often falling victim to negative influences that derail their progress. The most effective environment is a mastermind alliance, a carefully selected group bound by mutual obligation to assist one another in achieving definite purposes. Henry Ford maintained such alliances with Thomas Edison and Harvey Firestone, creating synergistic effects that amplified individual capabilities. Success requires careful curation of your circle, evaluating friendships based on character, choosing jobs with growth potential, and protecting relationships through thoughtful decisions. Their collective influence determines your trajectory. Hill's most liberating revelation: you need not fear external forces or appease higher powers. Your power lies in aligning thoughts with universal principles and connecting with others on your frequency. When minds work in harmony, they access infinite intelligence, where all knowledge exists. This explains why breakthroughs occur in collaborative environments and isolation breeds stagnation. Hill experienced this. Exhausted from seeking publishers, he dozed off and awakened with a name, Albert L. Pelton, and a complete plan. Following this guidance, he secured a publishing contract within 24 hours. Your challenge: stop drifting. Define your major purpose with crystal clarity. Write it down. Make it specific, measurable, and burning with desire. Master the three appetites scattering your focus. Choose associations carefully. They shape you. Embrace adversity as your teacher. Understand that time works through hypnotic rhythm, making habits permanent daily. The 98% will drift, controlled by unrecognized fears and borrowed thoughts. But you have the key. Will you use it?